Hello and welcome to the commentary for Carcinogen's 1 hour and 20 minute single segment run of Resident Evil 3 on hard. I am the random.
Nice.
I'm here with my special guest,
the Spades.
Spades. We figured Carcinogen did such a good run on such good run commentary on Resident Evil 1 that we decided to do our own for Resident Evil 3. And Spades is new to the speedrunning community, so I'm going to be explaining a lot of stuff to him as the run goes along, so bear with me.
And the zombie apocalypse begins.
Yeah. If you actually read the books, there's a whole big section before that even happens where she's in the hotel. And she sees the gas leak, and she actually causes the explosion because she fires during the gas leak.
Yeah, never actually read the books.
Ah, there you go. And also, she's the daughter of a famous thief.
That's how she learned
to lockpick so well.
That also explains a lot.
Yeah.
You don't see many cops that know how to lockpick. Usually they just kick down the door.
It's a thief skill.
Yeah, exactly. You just kick down the door.
Was a thief. I hope I'm not getting much crosstalk here. Sorry if our voice is a little low. We don't have a mic that picks up the volume from the whole room. We only have a mic that picks up the headset mic, so bear with us once again. Notice he's not running into any walls.
You know what? I'm sorry. It's just I found the control system somewhat difficult in this game.
People who play Resident Evil religiously and people who speedrun it tend to think that the control scheme is far better than most games of this time, which is actually true. If you figure Resident Evil games are a lot easier to control than most other games of the time.
That I'm not disagreeing with. Parasite Eve?
It has the same control scheme, shut up. Which, if I can get a copy of it, I will be planning on speedrunning. But, once again, I have to find a copy. For under $40. Which is not going to happen unless I can get lucky with an eBay auction.
Dragon's Den. Get lucky.
$40.
Really?
Checked it.
Uh-huh.
Last time I was there was $39.99.
Well, we got the Baldur's Gate for $6, can't complain.
I don't know. Which, by the way, a little surprise, we had a little Baldur's Gate co-op project in the works, so let's look for that in the next couple months. Hopefully it'll be a run actually complete.
One can hope.
Hope is a big word.
Yeah. Very big.
Because I've tried Killzone, Black, Ratchet & Clank Going Commando, probably a handful of other runs that I'm forgetting about. In the past that I have not completed that are in Darkwatch was a big one that I have mountains of used VHS tapes that we can no longer submit with anymore, so that killed my Darkwatch run and I don't have a copy to re-record it. So
well, there is one thing I plan on doing probably by myself is a Killzone 2 run, but
no one's even tried it yet.
No, but
they're already finished almost finished with a Resident Evil 5 speed run already.
I am currently on the very hardest difficulty on Killzone 2, and I have to say, 3 shots, you're dead when you're facing 16 Hellghast is quite a feat.
You might
want
to do it on easy, so you can pretty much run past everything. That's pretty much the point of the speedrun.
Yeah, I just wanted to show the skill of what Killzone players can do.
I mean, you're already seeing, by just what we've done today, how hard a Baldur's Gate speedrun is going to be.
Yeah.
Our Act 1 original playthrough is longer than the entire game for the single player run.
Yes, but it doesn't help you have the balance of a drunk baby and the stone stepping parts.
You know what?
It's true.
I beat you that one time, and I even caught up and then beat you that other time.
It's because I died. Oh, he doesn't save him.
It's not my fault. You get ganked by exploding flowers every 5 seconds.
That was fun.
But, yeah, so he just ignores Brad pretty much because of the lighter fluid. and runs back out the back, because it's far faster than running all the way back around the tree to the end. Notice he's not clipping walls every 3 seconds, and he doesn't kill any zombies.
I personally like killing zombies in Resident Evil just for the pure fact of killing zombies.
Yeah, well...
I know, that's what the point of a speedrun.
My father's home, so he'll probably call me out of the room, so I think he can handle the commentary.
I can't imagine it'd be too hard.
Okay. Because you'll be as surprised, because you haven't seen this run yet.
Ah, sure.
So you figure, normally, I'm not even done with the police station in under an hour. Because I like to take my game slow and collect a bunch of stuff. Figure he beats the whole game in an hour and a half, less than that, so... I mean, the video runs less than an hour and a half.
This is very true.
Yeah, this Nemesis fight is brilliant.
Forward to seeing it, then. He doesn't just run away, does he?
Well, he dodges to the right, grabs Brad's key card, and hits the door. Which, nobody ever knows about Brad's key card. Did you know about Brad's key card?
I knew about Brad's key card, because I searched his body after the whole entire thing.
That saves, like, a whole, like, 15 minutes of running through halls and getting grabbed by zombie hands. Rape! Rape! Sorry.
Ooh.
No balls.
No balls.
Sorry. A little skillful dodge there.
I personally did not like the police station in this game. Just kind of seemed out of place, but that's just me, though.
And the funny thing is, he doesn't even use the card key. In fact, I don't think he grabs it, but that's probably... I wasn't paying attention, so... No, he just guesses, because it's random. So if you just guess, you gotta be lucky enough to get it, but it's only, I guess, you know, 7 minutes ends up playing the 7 minutes over again.
Mm.
Isn't that big of a deal?
I imagine it gets tedious after a while, though.
When you get to, you know, an hour and 5 minutes, and then in an hour and 10 minute run, and then you die, or something else spoils your run at the very end.
Game hangs up.
That sucks. That's happened to me with Dark Watch more than once. For those stupid big bat lizard things that hang from the ceiling, like, they maul the crap out of you, and they don't like to die. Like, 3 rockets to the face.
I find it funny that they have, like, maybe 3 fat zombies in a city of millions of zombies.
I know, everyone's skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If only that happened here. And he has to get the grenade launcher here. Simply because it's way better than the Magnum. First aid spray. Yay.
Yeah.
Grenade launcher. And
that one's completely random, isn't it?
Yep, it's either grenade launcher or the Magnum, and whichever one doesn't appear here appears in the power plant.
Mm.
Which is a good chunk of the way through the game. So.
Yeah, I know what the power plant is. I have played through this game, just never speedrunned it.
Yeah, well, it's really necessary to get the grenade launcher in a good single segment.
Definitely saves you in a couple fights.
The Magnum, even though it's slightly stronger than the grenade launcher, it has way less ammo. You have to make all the ammo for it. You only get an actual ammo drop once in the game. And that's in the park towards the end.
Mm.
So what are you going to do with it?
And here comes Nemesis with his almighty...
And he doesn't fight him.
I guess that's one way to avoid tentacle rape.
Yeah. Brad got tentacle raped.
Yeah, he did, right? Like, usually it's very unpleasant, I would assume.
Rape lol.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think that was an accidental bite, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, could have got hit with a rocket launcher instead.
No, he could have just dodged the zombie and hit the door, but that zombie was a little too close. I don't think he would have been able to avoid it under any circumstance.
If any of you ever played the Outbreak series, the PlayStation on the second one is one of the most fun out of all of the...
Oh my god, don't get started.
Yes, I will. Outbreak. Too bad it was a good idea, just
poorly implemented.
Yes.
Very poorly implemented.
You couldn't even type to people during the game. They'd use help, please follow.
I couldn't even get past the third mission solo.
Oh, I was
stupid hospital.
They were ranking. I was pretty high ranking in the servers, but it was...
Shut up. You're like 2 on the Killzone servers right now.
Oh, I know. But think of it this way, when only 1,000 people play a game.
That's more than 1,000 people. It's one of the most hyped PS3 games.
I'm talking about Outbreak. Outbreak.
About to say.
No.
Where are you getting your statistics from?
I can't imagine, they sold less than 500,000 in the first 5 minutes it released.
It's not as good as Halo, which technically sold out before the game's release date.
Yes, it did. It
sold 10 million copies before the game released.
I myself am a huge Halo fan, but not 2 or 3, just the original Halo.
I feel like you don't like 2.
I'm gonna
make you watch the segmented Legendary run.
I wouldn't mind seeing it on the hardest difficult. That'd be somewhat entertaining.
With commentary. It's excellent. But, I don't know. It's really impressive. There's a lot of really impressive breakthrough stuff in it that they can't really do in level runs because they're so hard. They do it segmented by checkpoints in this. So, you know, technically.
Yeah.
They can be a lot faster. All you gotta do is be able to do it between checkpoints. Like multiple sword flies. Stuff like that. So... I don't know what's more amazing, that or Cody Miller's single segment Legendary with no deaths.
Yeah, you know, these things. Impressive. What are they? The Brain Eaters?
Brain Eaters? Yeah.
Tentacle
insect people.
When I first played through the game, I thought they were spiders, and I'm just like, why is it standing on hind legs trying to eat my head?
I don't know what to call the red ones. I know the green ones are called Brain Eaters, but the red ones are, I don't know.
Just pop a shot in his head and run away.
That distracts him so he can dodge. That was probably a necessary bite.
Oh, knocked down the one behind him.
That's why he picked up the first aid spray, so he had that.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, getting on to the point where you start getting really weak. Imagine it slows you down a little bit, the limping.
Yeah, but they only take maybe one or two accidental hits in the entire run. People who play this level of play on Resident Evil.
Oh, here's, is an interesting area, the kitchen area.
Which is one of my least favorite areas in the game because it's such a small, confined space to fight in if you decide to run from Nemesis. Although I do like the fact that you can just hit him with the lamp and he drops his item. Run right past him. Out the door.
Burks.
Blah blah, skip the cutscene, blah blah blah. And he is almost about a third of the way through the game at this point.
It's not bad.
I'm 15 minutes in and he's almost ready to start collecting cable car pieces.
Yeah. That was never that fast.
It's 15 minutes, I probably wouldn't even be out of the warehouse yet.
No, I'd probably be getting right to the Nemesis cutscene right about now.
There is no Nemesis, probably. Not even. Because I do all the mixing and stuff.
Oh, you do
make a lot of shotgun shells.
I do the mixing about halfway through the game.
You do BBA, and then you get like 40 shotgun shells right there, which is helps against Nemesis when you try to fight him, especially on hard mode, you try to fight him the first time so you can get the infinite ammo case.
Mm.
Drop that on a Magnum or a grenade launcher that has ice rounds in it, and you're good to go.
Very true. I am looking forward to see how he deals with the hunters, though.
Like speedrunners deal with everything else.
Just
run past them.
I mean, then again, I'm the last game, Resident Evil...
There's a few on the dock in the park that he actually does shoot. Now, that's the very minimum distance you have to push that he can just barely hit that switch.
Nice.
Now, imagine if you want to do that, and you just push it half a centimeter...
Like 10 seconds.
Like not even half a centimeter farther than you're allowed to, and you can't hit the switch. Ruins your run.
Yeah.
Start over. I'm not sure if this beats the Japanese time, but I could be. I think it might. Perfect, and there he is, and Jules. So now it's time to hit the city hall door.
Yay.
Not really. The gravedigger is fun later. Especially that acid room. That's awesome.
I've actually never died fighting the gravedigger.
Oh, I have. She gets eaten like graboid style, like
just swallows her whole.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. It should. It doesn't. It just, I like those lamps up there. They actually explode into fireballs if you shoot them.
Really? I suppose he could have used that to his advantage there.
No. Why, it's still slower than running past the dogs.
True.
It's all about speed. It has nothing to do with killing. It's not like a game where he has to be a certain level to get through it. There's no minimum level to hit, so he doesn't have to kill anything.
That's true.
Like the Diablo games, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Although more the second than the first.
Wouldn't mind seeing a Diablo 1 speedrun.
3 minutes.
Really? How'd he manage that one?
Negative health, a lot of luck manipulation.
How'd he kill Diablo?
Negative health, a lot of fireballs.
How'd he get negative health?
Some glitch.
Oh, he didn't do it like a whole entire no glitching factor.
You're allowed anything that's in the game, as long as it's not a cheat.
Oh,
any glitch or exploit in the game, besides, I believe, going out of boundaries of the levels. But I'm not sure if they changed it, because they did change the rules around a bit. It used to be you had to do an out-of-the-box run first, and then you could do a new game plus, or whatever, a second run. But they have since changed that, and I don't know what else they've changed. But,
I like that loud.
As far as I know, you can't go out of bounds of the level.
So
that's the only limitation.
Pretty much, Diablo 1 speedrun is pretty much a lock. Hopefully the staircase is right next to each other.
Yeah, he manipulated all the staircases to be right next to each other.
Nice.
And negative health, mana shield, infinite gold, that kind of stuff.
That's all in the game, though. It wasn't glitched.
In-game glitch.
It was in-game glitched.
The gold you can duplicate.
I know how to duplicate the gold.
You don't really need that as much with a negative health run because you never killed. Usually the gold was used to buy mana potions, which funded your mana shield, which would keep you alive during the high level boss battles when you're only like level 3.
Yes, of course.
But it doesn't matter now because you get negative health. Back to this run. See, now he's got the extra inventory slots and he is off to collecting parts for the cable car. Ooh, it's bit by a flaming dog there. That was accidental.
Probably missed the next button.
The prompt. Mm-hmm. You're surprised at how many times it happens in the Ninja Gaiden run. Because instead of hitting it, because attack is on the same button as action, so they'll slash before he activates whatever he's trying to activate.
Same guy?
This is Wes Kempton, or carcinogen. This guy does Resident Evil, mostly.
You know what I always thought about doing? An N64 Mario speedrun.
16 stars. I think there's a bounty to beat the current 16 stars. But I could be mistaken. The 16 star run was up there forever. I think someone just recently beat it, though. But it was up there forever for, like, years.
Well, the reason I say that is because that has to be one of the longest N64 games I had ever played.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, but that itself was enjoyable. Eventually, Mario just got so unbelievably tedious collecting stars.
I hated Mario. I played it so much as a kid, I can't even think to look at it anymore. And the sad part is I have 3 copies.
And she broke her little thing right there.
Yeah, she broke the crank. Yeah, crank that thing, girl. Uh-huh.
Crank it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's sexy when you crank it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I don't
know. Thank you.
So when are we expecting your Killzone run?
Oh, first I'm going to try to beat it on the very, very hard difficulty, and after that I will go to an easy speedrun, because if you can beat very hard, you can pretty much speedrun it on easy.
I would assume so. Which is why we need to get to beating Baldur's Gate on Extreme.
Orb of Undead.
Oh, God.
Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah.
If you can even hit the orb enough, you'll be lucky enough to survive.
I hated the random puzzles.
Yeah, they were kind of annoying.
I hate those stupid water purification puzzle, even though it's not a random answer.
You know, almost every Resident Evil game, there's a water purifying puzzle. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. Something has to do with a water puzzle in every game.
Like the one in,
And the stupid music box puzzle in the clock tower is retarded, too.
Veronica had a lot of tedious puzzles.
Oh, God, don't get me started. I never beat that game.
I did.
That's the only Resident Evil game that I've never beaten.
It had a decent ending, at least.
Along with the Outbreak, but I don't consider Outbreak part of the series.
That was an interesting... It was interesting for online players about it.
I never had online on my PS2. Mm. So the first time I ever played online PS2 was SOCOM at your house.
Yeah. Wasn't it Monster Hunter? We had Monster Hunter, too. That was a fun game.
I never played Monster Hunter online.
It was fun. There's no way to speedrun it, because there is no end to the game.
Just like you can't speedrun World of Warcraft. Surprised at what many people have been trying to do.
You can't. You can speedrun it maybe to level 70. Well, 80 now.
Yeah. But that's what everyone said. Because 1 to 60 is achievable in a day. But you can't make a video as proof. And you need to have an under an 8-hour video for SDA to officially recognize it as a speedrun. Needs to be under 9 hours. So
in 8 hours, I can make it to 20.
Probably.
I mean, that's if I don't stop.
You pro World of Warcraft player before Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah, I don't consider World of Warcraft a pro game. I'm sorry.
Oh, but you wouldn't join like World of Warcraft MLG circuits?
Well, I would. It's a lot of money. I probably have the skill to do it too.
$50,000 for you'd have to find. I'd probably have to start playing and be a teammate. Yeah. I'd have to get 3v3 PvP scrims going, but, you know.
You could do it. I'd probably do a Paladin Retribution just because the whole entire power shield it's got. Just run around, no one can hit
you. You lost me at power shield. You lost me at Paladin.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We discussed this when we were watching the finals. I told you, it goes over my head.
Yeah, I know. But a week of playing World of Warcraft, it's pretty much explanatory.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a difficult game to play or master.
Probably play something with mana burn.
Be a priest or a warlock.
Warlock! I am warlock. I know it's Murloc, but I figured it'd fit the situation.
Could be. Oh, maybe they'll have a Murloc.
Speaking of I am Murloc, I'm not going to hear that song for a while since my Xbox broke.
What a surprise. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I told you it was going to happen.
See you next month.
If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
They'll probably say they fix V chips but not C chips, crap like that.
You break your penis, they only fix vaginas.
Sounds like Microsoft. Oh, no, zombies.
That was an unintentional bite. Those are hard to dodge. And now all he's missing is the fuse. Yay, fuse. And the cord, but the cord is on Renan's way anyway.
You know, I actually had a friend who never played Resident Evil. When he did, he actually came up to me and says, there's a lot of backtracking in Resident Evil. I'm like, yes. Yes, there is.
This one is one of the more notorious backtracking ones because you really have to just run through the entire beginning of the game all the way back to the little corner fire at the beginning to get the additive, which, did he do that yet?
No, he did not.
He didn't do that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm more just talking for, you know,
intensive purposes, in case you want to watch this, you have something to listen
to. Well, I've seen this many times before.
Oh. I'm not just talking about you, but...
Let's see what else is in my SDA folder. Karse's Biohazard Run. The new Halo 2 one. Oh, the Diablo 100%. Diablo 2. Hitman. Pokemon Fire Red, which is an awesome run, but it's too long to watch and do commentary on. And the version 4 Professional.
I don't see how you run Pokemon.
Takes a lot of planning. Not so much.
You had to get the right Pokemon, you had to get the right skills.
You know, just. That was unintentional.
I was about to ask
you. Can you see this? Can we turn the brightness up?
Oh, I can see it just fine. Remember, SOCOM eyes.
Yes, I don't have SOCOM eyes, I'm sorry.
The crappy graphics and the crappy mechanics of the game got my eyesight much better than it should be.
That's why you can play on that crappy monitor that I gave you.
It's not that bad. You did get the brightness up a little bit.
It's only because you had it, your new graphics card, so I could... Or your new Erwan with the new drivers.
Yeah.
It's still like 3 years old, but it's better than this piece of junk.
Hey, I told you as soon as I can.
This actually doesn't have a graphics card in it.
Doesn't it?
There's no graphics processor.
That's right, you told me. Actually, tries to run as if there was a graphics
card.
It's
a ghost graphics card called VGA-SAY, which is a piece of junk.
There we go. This part always made me laugh.
Oh, I gotta sneeze.
Bless you.
I don't want to sneeze on my...
For Imp of Strike, bless you.
That was a preemptive shh. Oh god, my dad's yelling. I'll come in any second, I bet.
Yeah, that never made much sense. Was he aiming for the zombies or her?
Her. It's like, no zombies, die. She's all mine.
Well, the tentacle rape in this game, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I find it funny that the tentacles extend out the back of his neck and down his arm.
You know, I never noticed that until you just brought that up.
I think the little things are on the back
of his neck. I just saw it popped out of his hand.
It runs down his arm and out of his arm. That's why his one arm is wrapped instead of a solid sleeve, because of his tentacles.
Ah, yes, that would make sense.
And that's why he's left-handed, because his tentacles come out of his right hand.
Bad thoughts in my head.
He grabs with his left hand and spears with his right.
Stars.
God, I hate running from Nemesis.
Definitely is a little nerve-wracking, especially if you're doing a speed run.
God, we still have an hour left of commentary. What are we going to talk about for the next hour?
Well, I can run out to the store and get a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
You can just pause, come back.
There's too much hassle, and you gotta try to match up the video and the length with the commentary length.
It's fine, I got all night.
Alright.
Not right now.
You don't want to do it right this second?
No, I'm good for right now. You'll know when I'm hungry. Because I'll start bitching.
I offered you hot dogs earlier, but you didn't want one.
I didn't want a hot dog. I wasn't feeling too well earlier.
Oh, you're feeling better now?
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a sandwich in
there's a sandwich
in
there. Yeah, damn right.
Yeah. I'm still kind of full from last night. I'm on top of the pizza I ate today. Fat, leave me alone.
It's okay. You know, you used to be able to down a lot more than that in a day.
Dude, I can't eat anymore. I feel like I'm looking anorexic now.
And here, now he gets to go back and get this crap in that tire, so.
I don't know if he's missing the additive, which is awesome. It's probably my least favorite thing in the game to get is the additive. Oh, I just cracked my toothpick in half.
Oh, and there's those thingies.
Barrel. He could use one full clip of handgun this entire game.
What always made me question is why didn't just nuke the city before all this crap? Like, right when, if I was a president and I heard there were zombies taking over a city, I'd be freaking out and be like, let's nuke the damn thing. Just nuke it.
Where did Nemesis go?
I don't know.
Like, why does he just randomly stop pursuing you? Because they know you're getting close to another encounter with him? And
possibly. They don't want to overburden you with, you know.
Three Nemesis. Nemesis or Nemesi?
Nemesis. No, it's Nemesi. It's like Ohioans.
Ohioans.
Hawaiian.
But what's the plural of camel?
Camel eyes.
Camel?
Camels.
It's camel.
Really?
Well, there's three camels over there.
Yeah, I suppose. There's
three camels over there. It sounds like slang.
I live nowhere near a camel, so I would never have to say there's three camel eyes over there or some crap like that.
There's three camel down the road. Don't you know that? What about llama?
Llamas.
What's the plural of llamas?
There's
a lot of words like that.
Had a friend that owned a llama farm.
My sister's friend owns a llama farm. Safe spring. Or sap spring. Sap spring.
Can you say copyright infringement?
Aspirin is not a copyrighted word. It's been around since, like, the 1800s.
Yeah, I know, but someone could easily say something like, oh, my grandfather made that word. Crap like that.
Whatever. It loses its copyright, just like there's no copyright in the Super Nintendo anymore.
There isn't? Really?
Nope. It's patent ran out last year. Now there's, like, third-party versions of them everywhere. Same thing with the original Nintendo. Sega Genesis.
I got a couple $1,000. Let's try to buy that out.
Yeah. Start making our own aftermarket Super Nintendos.
There you go.
Just like supposed to get a piece of plastic and a chip, and then just, like, build some plastic around it. There you go, Super Nintendo.
Yeah, hello.
But that kid who made the Destroyer pedals for Rock Band, gets the pedals for $30 a piece, makes them into, that was unlucky that he had to take two bites there.
Doesn't seem to slow him down, though.
Yeah, it takes a whole extra 3 seconds for the bite, and then an extra 2 seconds for the knockdown animation.
Yeah, sure.
Plus, now he's hurt more. That was a third bite he had to take.
And there, hey, there's a skanky zombie right there.
Yeah, right through this door. Ready? Boom, skank zombie. Oh. Super toilets! Ah! Sorry for the Nickelodeon reference.
Oh, God. I still have no idea what they really are. I mean, what were they genetically enhanced off of the Brain Eaters? I mean, really.
Where'd El Gigante come from in 4? What's he the Plagueis mutated version of?
That's a good question. I mean, it's not like there's real trolls roaming around the wilderness somewhere.
A bear?
No, because he'd most likely be walking on all four of them.
Well, yeah.
Plus he has a thumb, if you ever noticed that. He had to be some kind of humanoid.
What's humanoid the bigger?
Gorilla, maybe.
Maybe
a silverback gorilla?
Big gorilla.
Yeah. Silverbacks, those are perfect examples.
I think it's more just so you could say silverback and sound smart.
Possibly. Eh. I wanted to be a zoologist when I was younger.
Who in their right mind says, when I grow up, I want to be a zoologist?
Who in their right mind wants to say, I can't wait to take over another country and genocide people? I mean, really. Hitler?
Why are you mocking me?
Because I can.
No, I don't really aspire to take another country and genocide its people.
Yet.
Ever, hopefully. Maybe. Okay, maybe I do, but that's... No. No, bad. That's bad.
Bad.
And here's the first Gravedigger fight.
Car battery. A real mechanic would know how to do it without all that crap.
My dad.
My uncle.
Tom called my dad down to the movies to fix your car. It started up because it's the Jesus car.
Yeah, yeah. Breaks down and restarts.
Which turns out your battery was just dying.
It's odd. Once the battery's dead, it doesn't recharge, so...
Well, that happens with some, normal electronic household items. The battery's dying, you give it a little while, and it'll work again for a minute or two.
Yeah, we were able to drive home from that, so...
And then we kept that battery for the next month, remember? Because we went to the movies a month later.
And it died, and your dad...
died in the parking lot of the mall.
Your dad actually had to drive out, try to get us, and we got there, like, oh, it starts.
Well, it didn't happen that time. That time we just went to a movie or something.
It was the drive. It was the drive-in, I think.
No, it wasn't. We went to the cheap theater.
Oh, yeah.
We really just went to Burlington. And then
that's right.
We can get the car started, so like, oh, let's go see a movie. And then we went to see, like, I Am Legend or something. And then we came back out. And
yeah, it wasn't quarantine, because...
No, we saw it at Roosevelt.
Yeah. Look at that crap. Spitting acid, apparently.
Which you never see them do. They only do it, like, twice or three times the entire game.
It's a rare encounter.
Oh my god, it's a shiny Pokemon! No, I'm sorry. That's like during a speedrun, getting a shiny Houndour at the very beginning of Pokemon Sapphire, and unable to catch it because it's the first Pokemon you see.
No.
That's terrible. I mean, that's happened to a couple people I know.
I can't say I've never played Pokemon. I never played the new Pokemon. I played the old Pokemon. And she gets punched in the face.
In the ovaries. Yep, right in the baby maker.
Ooh. Whatever happened to Jill after this one, anyway?
I don't tell you. Don't even mention it in anything.
Or that's Alice.
I think she should have been in 5.
Maybe she will be in... Well, no. Probably isn't in 5. I'm sure someone would have mentioned it already.
What happened to Sherry Birkin?
That's a good question. What happened to Alice?
And then we saw what happened to Ada. She was a secondary character. So, yeah. What happened to Jill, seriously?
Jill was an actual main character.
No, this is actually supposed to be a side story.
Is it?
This was not supposed to be a main story. Code Veronica was supposed to be 3. Unless Nemesis was going to be a side story. But they rushed us into production so they could have three Resident Evil games on a three Resident Evil games on the PS1, with the fourth being released on the PS2/Dreamcast.
Veronica? Horrible game. I recommend no one play it.
I recommend you play it at least once. It's a decent game. It's just, it fails as a Resident Evil game.
It does.
It wins as a survival horror game.
Resident Evil, no. It's, you'd be surprised what lack of zombies there are in there.
It's a big, like, mansion thingy. And then you're on, like, an Air Force base and then blah, and then it just keeps going. It's like, what?
It's like they didn't want the story to die so soon. You end up in Antarctica.
Wait, you do?
Yeah. You end up taking the plane.
How did they make sense to that?
You try to escape, right? And then the crazy mansion guy ends up taking over your plane through remote control and flies you into a deserted umbrella Antarctica base. They just didn't want the game to die.
Yay, flame runners.
The positive thing is you get to play as Chris.
Yeah, Chris is awesome. So that's what? Three games he's been in. Jill's been in two. Claire's been in one. Leon's been in two. So as of right now, we need one more Leon and one more Jill.
True.
And
a Claire.
No, Claire's been in two. So we need a Leon, a Jill, and a Claire.
We need Alice, though. Honestly, I mean, I just want
that.
It's a whole entire.
We need like a spin-off game with Hunk as the primary character.
I think Chronicles had him in it.
Like, Chronicles?
Yeah, the whole entire one on the Wii. I think my uncle said Hunk was.
Chronicles, yeah, but the characters don't really matter in that one.
No, they
don't.
They
all play exactly the same, pretty much.
I'm just saying, you're looking for a side story for Hunk there. I think that might have been the side
story.
No,
it's like his own game. That plays just like Resident Evil 4, only it's Hunk. The whole game, instead of just the mercenaries.
Snaps neck. He kills the Bella sisters with a snap.
Yeah, but he can't kill Garadors for crap.
No, he can't.
Or the Twin Chainsaw guy. Or JJ's.
No, I know how to kill JJ's. That just requires flash grenades and a lot of ammo to the head.
Or a ton of frag grenades. He doesn't get flash grenades.
Actually, Krauser is the only character you can beat every level very well in.
I got the hand cannon. I 5-starred him without characters.
It just
takes a little finesse is all.
I'm just
same
saying,
with Leon. Leon takes a lot of finesse.
I'm just with Krauser, the Twin Chainsaw guy. He takes no recoil. He just with his hand and just slice him in half.
Yeah. It's just super lucky.
You consider it luck or skill?
You just gotta be lucky that your armor is going to time the chainsaw that attacked you.
You have to kill five things before it recharges.
No, it takes a certain amount of time.
Well, I kill them fast, so who knows. Maybe some kind of point value to it. I don't know. Just saying. Let's see what you got here.
Junk.
Oblivion? That's not
bonus
junk.
Materials. This is my Oblivion disc over here.
Pirates,
which is not in the case.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And Call of Duty 4.
Which is the most amazing game ever created. I'm just mad somebody beat me to the speedrun. I try to beat it, but I'm probably not going to be able to, so whatever. Yeah, I definitely need a drink. Where's my vocal cords?
Well, when we go to eat, we'll get something to drink and stuff. We'll say 50, we'll go. So 12 minutes.
That works. So we're going to go get snackage, but you guys won't even be able to know that because it'll be like instantaneous. Just click, click, and then we're back.
Yeah, who knows? We could have had a whole nother side venture on that.
We could have went and done Boulder's Gate Run, come back, you know, done a bunch of random stuff, went out to eat, come back. 4 in the morning, we start the commentary up again. I don't think my friends will let you stay till 4 in the morning.
No.
10 at night, maybe.
I'm tired, so honestly, tonight I'm probably going to go to bed early. I woke up at 8 o'clock this morning, so.
So did I. I didn't go to bed till 4 in the morning.
Same here. I have insomnia. I think you caught it.
I think I did catch it.
Oh, no.
Well, that whole day without sleeping made my sleep cycle a little better because I woke up from waking up earlier instead of 12 now.
Mm.
I mean, once I'm sleeping, I can sleep as long as I want, but it's getting to sleep. That's the problem. But whatever. Back to the game.
Blue herbs. You looked everywhere for those.
Herb.
Herbs.
Herb.
Bzz.
Herb or bird?
What?
Bird. We're talking about a plant. We're talking about an animal.
Oh God.
Spider. Arachnophobia. Awesome movie, which was on earlier, but it was on Showtime, so I couldn't watch it.
No, I'm sorry.
Swear, I wish I had a pair of Astros instead of a turtle beach. Astros might could pick up like an ant landing, like an ant walking on the ceiling behind us. That was probably incredibly loud.
Flick.
Just flick the mic in case it didn't even show up.
Oh. Clock puzzle. Well, not clock.
This is my least favorite puzzle of the whole game.
It's actually made me No. This is a horrible, horrible puzzle.
If you just
Ooh.
Keep guessing.
Was it random?
Yeah. This has to sound like a music box downstairs in the hall. But I can never remember what the tune sounded like between the hall and the... I was meant to get like a sound recorder and record the sound and play it back.
I think you got it. Oh, never mind. What's the whole point of the sound, anyway? Does it have any basis to the backstory, or what?
No.
Yeah, it's too bad. I could have probably played something off that.
Another puzzle I hate is the obsidian, the amber, and the crystal.
Oh, that took us a while, yeah.
It takes you, like, 2 seconds. You're like, oh, this one goes here, this one goes here, this one goes here, done.
Well, that's because, you know, I knew how to do it.
But it's random. There's 4 different outcomes.
I know, but it's just, if you look at it, it makes sense. It just takes a couple minutes.
It's +6 hours, -6 hours, -2 hours.
What? Exactly. At least it was for our time. I don't know. Maybe it's the same every time. And Nemesis Rape. That's something I didn't even say. Use the light. No, use the cord.
Use the cord.
Oh, come on. That was a cool cutscene.
You have to skip your cutscenes.
I know.
Otherwise, it's not recognized as a sequel. If the cutscene is skippable, you have to skip it. There's no, oh no, I'll just take this extra 2 minutes on my time. No, you have to skip it. Part of the rules.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, that makes sense. So, back
to... You ever pick up the Mind Launcher?
No, I have not, actually. I think I might have seen it. Who knows?
It's right there in the hall.
Is it any good?
You ever used the Mind Launcher in Resident Evil 4?
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
Well, never mind then. It's good for headshots then.
Not really.
Well, it's just fun to shoot.
Just don't put it on Nemesis.
Yeah.
Because the line will stick in him and he'll run at you and you'll get blown up. Minty toothpicks.
Crystal ball.
Smell it.
What the f?
Smells like it tastes like an Andy's candy. Friday yet.
Oh, wish it was Wednesday.
Why?
Just then we'd all get together again just to do anything. I don't give a fuck if we do what we do. I just want to do something.
Well, I only 2 days away.
Yeah.
But I get paid on Friday, which is why I was wondering if it was Friday or not.
No, it's not Friday.
Damn.
Every day is the same when you're unemployed. Just like
yeah,
half the,
yeah, boy.
Just like half the country.
I only work 10 hours a week. I might as well be unemployed.
Yeah. Might as well.
Alright, literally work 2 days a week. I've got 3 weeks, 3 days this week on my schedule. But whatever. Yay, gold cog or gear or whatever you want to call it.
It's gold. That's what matters.
It's a cog.
Go to a pawn shop. Sell that shit off. Spiders, webs.
I actually stopped sucking on toothpicks for a while because I watched this House episode that he swallowed a toothpick and almost killed him.
Well, yeah, I suppose it could get stuck in your windpipe. But
went down and punctured a hole in his stomach, in his intestines, his bladder.
Ow. That's a very far stretch, though. I think
that little thing cutting through tender little thin layers of organ, that's not that far-fetched.
I'm just saying, you don't hear many people doing that.
Because they're smart enough to swallow a toothpick.
Yeah, are you stupid enough to swallow a toothpick?
Well, if someone came up and smacked me in the back, I suppose I'd have to swallow it. Try to kill you.
Yeah, I can see because your when pie goes a little bit.
Yeah, and yay, and then shoots the chopper down. And 5 minutes till food.
And you counting down?
Didn't I just say that I'm fat?
Oh, God.
We drive up there or walking?
Let's walk.
Alright, maybe exercise.
I just don't feel like driving.
It's like I drive all the time.
No, everyone I know.
I can drive up there for you.
No. I'm not driving my car. Out of everyone that I know, I'm the only one that has a car. You would have a car, but your little bounce money crap isn't very good.
I can't drive.
Yeah. Oh, heroic music. Too bad.
My nemesis shoots it down.
Shit.
We'll go after this boss fight. It's epic halfway point of the game.
So what difficulty is this on?
Hard.
Okay.
I just caught a rocket in the face.
I am surprised
dicked
he's not
face,
dead.
Dicked in the face, dicked in the face, as Carr said in his Biohazard round. Dicked in the face. Ah! Ice rounds.
He's
best
he's
round ever versus Nemesis.
Well, yeah. He's got the T-Virus. If he's iced, the virus itself...
Literally, it only takes 6 shots to kill him.
I'm sorry, Jill.
And, this is gonna end it for
wait,
us.
Wait, 30 minutes.
No. Because this is a good place to end the commentary for now.
Blackstream.
I don't know.
It's like 8:01 now. You can go off like 3 hours.
Yeah. We left at like 5, and it's 8:00 now. That was a long meal.
Still cleaning out the hair from my teeth.
Yeah. All those baby bones—they get in your teeth.
Your brains are exceptionally squishy, though.
Brain pudding. Yeah, I think that wasn't an intentional bite. That was a little unlucky. But you know, it's Carlos, so no one cares.
It's a little mini game inside a little mini game.
It's the mini game's mini game.
Exactly.
It's a micro game.
Run, Carlos, run.
Carlos Mencia. No, that was terrible. Sorry. Now I know why I'm not
able to... What is Carlos, anyway? I always wanted to...
He's Spanish.
He's Spanish?
All the Foxy ladies love my accent.
Because in the movie,
he's
Arabic. It
drives them crazy. Well, he's not supposed to be Arabic. An Arabic guy plays him, but he's not supposed to be Arabic. And the movies don't count.
No, they don't.
In the books, he's Spanish. Yeah. That's what counts.
Stop playing with the book, Dad.
I'm not playing with the book. I'm playing with something under the book.
Oh, that's disturbing. Oh, well, well.
Where's the recorder's picking that up? That's kind of disturbing. Oh, God, it is. Ignore that sound. It's me knocking on a book. I know it sounds kind of weird, though. It's actually louder than my voice.
Oh, look at that. Here comes the hunter.
Oh, beheaded. This guy's just mad because he's got bad acne.
I know, right? Oh, shit.
It's like Moho.
I never liked the hospital part.
It's a piece of junk, that's why. Like Hunters with Carlos is like, what?
Just made no sense to me. I understand what he's there for, to get the, you know, antivirus and stuff, but still. No.
Oh, imagine how much doing the Resident Evil 4 commentary is going to suck. It's a whole 2 hours.
Chainsaw guy.
But it's more interesting because it's Resident Evil 4 and it's more action-y.
I choked on my toothpick. Son of a bitch.
Your toothpick? Don't catch, nigga.
Careful there, you might.
I'm not white. I'm totally black.
If you're black, I'm Spanish. Means I can make a bad ethnic joke right now.
Hey, you get a black guy out of a tree.
Don't even start.
Cut him down. I'm sorry. I hope none of you guys heard that. I'm not racist. I just like black jokes.
Yeah. I can make a Hispanic joke, but it's just not called
for. Dude, we were in a free-fall game in Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
The same guys all night in the same room, and we just kept... We wouldn't even kill each other. We'd just say black jokes. Stuff, right? I thought it was funny.
Free-for-all, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Drumming skills. Sorry, I had that song stuck in my head.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the whole entire hospital.
Pushing a shelf over to a corner makes a button or a safe or something up here, I forget.
Yeah, it's like a picture or something like that. It's completely pointless and it makes me want to beat babies to death with a freaking hammer, so...
Picture safe. We were both right.
Picture
falls away to reveal the safe.
Now, if he opens the safe with the wrong code, it actually blows up the hospital and you have to start all over from the beginning of the game.
That would suck.
What?
Could you imagine they're getting the code wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, like 50 minutes into the run. And then having to start your run over.
Yeah, he's at
yeah,
the
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a run of Atlantis Squarepants.
You're so gay.
But that's such an awesome game.
Is that like, what is that anyway?
It's a SpongeBob game.
Oh, please.
Atlantis Squarepantis. Oh. Sorry.
It's like if I went and tried to do a speedrun on Pokemon Snap. Don't even think about it.
There is a speedrun on Pokemon Snap, by the way.
Gordon Dave needs to die.
It's like 20 minutes long.
Did you get Mew? That's a whole object of the game to find you. Will you stop drumming on that before I shove that book up your ass?
Do not ever doubt the D&D manuals. Ever.
Now the whole world knows that we're D&D gorks. Thank you very much.
Dude, this is the internet. This is a bunch of people who play video games fast. Do you really think they care?
Let's do a speedrun D&D.
We're working on one. Hello.
We are?
Baldur's Gate is technically D&D.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about non-video game.
God. Campaign. You went through the dungeon, you die. Game over.
Sweet!
Yes, 5 seconds! There was actually a thread on speedrunning Rubik's Cubes, which is awesome.
It's a T-Bat. Well, one of them.
Ooh, I can DM. Okay, you enter, and this dire rat attacks you. What do you do?
Well, I guess I try to kill it.
Okay, roll a d20.
Alright.
20, kill it. Game over.
Sweet.
That's the final boss.
Shut up.
That's like one of Brian's campmates.
It is. I want to see what Rachel's is like. That's going to be interesting.
This is going to be fun. Not really.
Why?
I gotta make my bard tonight. Everyone out there in SDA who plays D&D, stay away from bards. They're terrible.
Yet you're going to play one?
Shut up.
Well,
it's not going to be a halfling, though, which is good.
What's it gonna be? Do an elf.
No, everyone does an elf. But what's the charisma bonus?
Halflings.
And I guess I'm gonna be a halfling. My most hated race
and
my most
hated class. Just be a human.
But they don't get bonuses for anything.
They
get the extra feet, but bards don't really need feet.
This isn't 4.0 where everything gets a positive everything.
Humans don't get negatives, but they don't get positives either.
And everybody who plays D&D, stay away from 4.0.
Yes, don't waste your money on the... It's retarded. Stick with 3.5. Or wait for 4.5 to come out, where they just make it 3.5, but with a 4 in front of it instead of a 3.
Well, I thought it was stupid. If I want to play a video game like D&D, I'll play D&D online where I can spam abilities.
I actually was trying to make it more accessible, but that's too accessible. That's like a retard. That's like my little brother could play this.
Yeah, I can spam twin shot and kill everything as at willpower.
You know what? At will powers of craft. You're twice, two or three times an encounter.
That's what I said. Two or three times an encounter, depending on the DM's discretion.
Oh, Worms. Slither. That's an awesome movie I watched yesterday, by the way.
Actually, you know what I want to watch right now? What? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Huh.
I just want to see Mos Def.
What's the point? Was that Elvis Costello when Mos Def? No.
Well,
New. Is just Sergeant's position in London? No. Can I remain here as a PC? No. Do I have any say in this?
No. Hey, what? That's Nemesis, and now he's in his complete tentacle rape form.
Yeah, now Jill's gonna get tentacle rape. She does it anyway, that's why she's poisoned.
Yeah.
I'm playing with duct tape.
Yeah, ADHD. Oh, you ripped it off my arm. I have no hair on my arm now. What's you down? Your deck. Stop! Get away from the beard. On the goatee.
A great big bushy beard.
Hello, copyright infringement.
It's only going on the internet. Not very many people are going to watch this run. I bet you, and only a handful of them are going to be listening to our stupid commentary.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of four people in the world who listen to commentary on speedruns.
I do. Sounds good. I mean, it's a funny, like, you know, just complete
what we're trying to be.
Yeah.
I do give big props to Seiko on his Diablo 2 run commentary, because it's 4 hours long, and he somehow manages to keep it entertaining for 4 hours.
You had an attention span of a fly, so I'm surprised.
I was not able to sit through the whole 4 hour run at once, but in parts, it was entertaining. Like, the commentary probably kept me going. If I had listened to the game audio, probably wouldn't even have made it an hour through that, because Diablo's game audio is very repetitive, especially when you have to do the game 3 times in a row.
He did it 3 times in a row?
He did all 3 difficulties straight through. All quests.
Wait, what class did he use?
Sorceress, of course, because it's awesome.
What is it, the Paladin? Of course, I need to play Paladin
because
Rangers, so.
It's either the Necromancer or the Sorceress are the fastest classes.
Are they?
Your skills allow for the most speed. Who are you? Who? Excuse my terrible singing voice. Come on, tell me, who are you?
I hate you.
It's not even sticky anymore.
No, it's not. You know, that's really gonna hurt, Dad.
I got my hair caught in it.
Ah, Jill. If you can make that mini skirt any more skimpier, it'd be great.
She's probably like 25 in the scene.
It's okay.
Oh, unintentional bite.
Oh. Here comes Raccoon Park. It's a fun, fun park.
Mm-mm.
I'm saying that. Oh, sorry, Chasm. There's some hair on this tape. Stop waxing your face, Dan.
Oh, that was terrible. I'm gonna hurt you.
That's why I should make the Paladin's name. Spades. Off the complete subject. Instead of Cerberus or Sanyon.
The same two things you use over and over that I can barely pronounce.
Cerberus.
And Spades is what you use for everything. It's your PSN network name and...
And this now.
And this, your SDA name and...
Oh, crap, is she gonna... No, that was close. I thought he was dead there.
I thought he was dead because... Well, he forgot to park you, so he can save him back. I'm surprised the stupid hunter hasn't beheaded him yet.
I would've. Lock.
Can't believe he didn't get that third hunter. They were pretty close.
I'm sure that next one will probably take one shot at the guy. But why waste 2 seconds? And here comes the zombies. They all look the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they all are the same. What do you know?
Ow. No, I'm kidding.
Are you trying to wax yourself?
I'm trying to wax you! I will get one on the face before the end of this run.
That could be taken so many different ways.
No homo.
No homo.
my gigantic subwoofer. Which, if I had my way, I would not have connected to my PC, but I have to run these speakers.
Oh, here comes the fun part.
It's coming.
Literally.
It's not the going with the ladies I care about. It's the coming.
I'll comment.
You never have comments. I'm surprised you're even here doing this commentary.
It took me a minute. Under my better judgment, I guess.
That part's always fun.
Was it freak you out?
No. The fact that there's a part when you get to the factory at the end, if you get knocked off the bridge instead of... Or if you jump off the bridge instead of knocking Nemesis off the bridge, you go down there and there's hunters in the water that chase you.
See, okay, so the T-Virus is now affecting the dead as well.
It always affects the dead. It reanimates dead tissue.
Yeah, but they're underground. I mean, they're not going to be able to crawl out of the ground all
simultaneously. Because if it gets in the water, then the water can seep through the ground and bring it down there.
I'm not saying that.
And coffins aren't always airtight or watertight. Sure. So.
Gotta leave some room for the corpses to breathe.
They say they're going to make ice rounds. I told you I had to wear 20 pounds of black leather in the jungle. Cotton, I said. Cotton breeds.
What the fuck is that, though?
Georgia the Jungle.
You
need acid rounds and I think that was like ice rounds, but whatever. Ice rounds would be more useful against Nemesis, but I guess he doesn't really matter at this point.
Well, I thought the game froze for a second.
That would suck.
Yeah, it went black and crap.
I'm gonna make this smaller because it's kind of hard to see.
Grainy.
That's better. That's almost TV quality picture.
Almost.
Standard def. Playing on a PC running at full 1080p, that'd be awesome. Which you need to get a new TV.
Me?
Or at least a VGA cable for your PS3 so you can run your Killzone in high def.
That'd be nice. It actually goes to the dark, scary tunnel.
Who wants to go down the creepy tunnel inside the tomb first?
I would. As long as there are no spiders.
Come on, tell me, who are you? Are you?
Oh, this is a good part, too.
You have to skip cutscenes.
I know. God. Oh.
We're approaching the 20 megabyte mark, almost 30 megabyte mark. For the, there are almost 22 megabytes for, the total sound file for this commentary, so a tidbit of information.
This is gonna suck.
Probably could record at a high enough quality that the actual, commentary could exceed the video file size.
Can you say they still have some tremors?
I should know whether this or Tremors came out first.
Tremors was might have been the late 80s. I don't know, I had to look that one up.
This came out like 97, 99?
98.
Also, I hit every year but the one that it actually came out. Yeah. I can look this up.
Okay, look it up.
This is not a problem.
I may be honestly wrong, but who knows? And...
Because it'll say right... I know. Oops, I didn't mean to do that.
Just pop up things with me. See the video.
I can't, because it'll go as soon as I click this again. He's just fighting Gravedigger. Does it really matter?
It does. It does matter.
Fights are just like any other person, it's just faster.
Star Ocean, huh?
1999, I was right.
Yeah, see? No, it did come out after Tremors, because Tremors was early 90s, late 80s.
Yeah, I think 89, but I could be mistaken.
It was a good movie, the first
but
Tremors.
But yeah, I mean, you figure if you're in a game with monsters, you gotta have one based on Tremors.
True. I wanna make my own monsters, though.
But come on, a giant tunneling worm, you can't get better than that. That's like classic horror movie monster.
True.
And a funny thing is, even though it looks like she runs the same speed, she actually runs 5%, 5 or 10% slower. I mean, caution, I forget.
Worms, slugs, slither. You're every woman in the world to me. Look, it'd be cool if you like didn't kill the things, they'd turn into full-blown gravediggers, but that might make the game a little too difficult.
Yeah, if
to
I
have like 20 or 30 grave diggers I'm sure running around.
Hypothetically, they probably would evolve, but the city gets nuked. Spoiler.
Well, assuming that you played through this game before watching the speedrun would probably be
a spoiler.
Good assumption, because I believe most people would not even know what's going on at this point if they hadn't played the game.
Yeah, true.
I don't think they would spoil it for themselves by watching this video.
That's true. Well, if you're really bored, then.
Considering it sums up the entire game in about an hour and a half. Yeah, minus the story, but all the gameplay. That's why I refuse to watch the Resident Evil 5 speedruns or even visit the thread. Because...
You don't want any game spoilers.
No game spoilers. I'm going to beat it myself in a month and a half when my Xbox comes back for me, I'm afraid.
Providing it comes back.
Yeah, providing it doesn't screw it up. I believe there's only 20 minutes left in this run. Technically only maybe 15 or more of gameplay.
Oh, that was an unintentional one. There's two unintentionals, actually.
Yeah, those mobs are really notoriously hard to dodge. He said that repeatedly in the thread, and then also it's common knowledge that they're incredibly hard to dodge.
What time do you have to work tomorrow?
3:30 to... Sorry about that, my dad came in the room, wanted to know what time I was working tomorrow.
Oh, that's an annoying sound.
I mean, we made it about an hour without anyone interrupting us, but then, of course, in the home stretch, someone's got to come in and... Tentacle rape again!
God, just can't get enough of it.
Jump off. I mean, this is a big thing. I mean, I'm not sure which one's faster. I'm guessing jump off is faster. It's the optimal route, yeah. But, I think I want to try to find a way to do it faster from the top.
I don't know if you could beat an hour and 26 minutes.
No. It's actually an hour and 20 minutes.
Well, yeah.
But 6 minutes is accounting for the beginning and end of the video. Because technically it ends when the final cutscene starts.
Yeah, very true.
So, as soon as you lose control of your character, it starts when you gain control of a cursor. So just pushing start on the menu screen, and it ends when your character... When you lose control. Control of your character.
Mm. We'll make that sign though. Do not disturb. Blah, blah.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. I make this big do not disturb sign. Right, like be back at. Be back at whatever time. Commentary in process.
Pop it. Twist it.
Pull. This is my least favorite puzzle in the whole game.
That is really annoying. I think I never had to do that puzzle, and if I did, I don't remember it.
Yes, it is in the Diamond Factory. It's the water purification puzzle. It's one of the worst puzzles in the game.
I did it.
There's 3 or 4 different solutions, and the whole thing is, usually when one is one way, it'll be one of the other ones will be the exact same way.
Yeah, puzzles are a bit much, in my opinion, but hey, it makes a good Resident Evil game. Can't have a Resident Evil game without the ridiculously back-ass weird puzzles.
I would love to see how 5 deals with puzzles, if it deals with them in the same way as,
4 or any of them.
Yeah.
I really do miss the basic zombies, though, the whole entire...
Yeah, but 4 is not survival horror, it's survival action.
Yeah.
Here he makes ice rounds.
Ice rounds.
Which are the strongest rounds ever against Nemesis.
Oh, yeah.
It's Mr. Nemesis.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
Hmm.
It's Mr. Nemesis. Stone. Sorry.
So yes, another 15 minutes.
It's a little common fact that you learned, uncommon fact, who Nimbus was based off of.
Sagat from Street Fighter.
Yes.
The character of Nemesis is based almost 100% off of Sagat from Street Fighter. Because if you notice, in Street Fighter, they are both left-handed. They have the same eye is damaged. They have the, they both use the same basic grab and hold moves. They like to fondle their enemies after death. I'm serious.
I'm not down with that. Just saying, it's kind of funny.
They both like to pick you up and launch you, fondle. They both like to pick you up and launch you across the room. You know, they're both about 9 feet tall. There's a lot of similarities between them. And Sagat's hands are wrapped, and Nemesis's right arm is wrapped. What's the plural of Nemesis?
Nemesai.
It's plural of camel.
Camel.
There we go.
There we go.
Just making sure you remembered.
Camel eye.
Camel eye.
Oh god, that chicken's gonna repeat itself, I think.
What?
That chicken's gonna repeat itself.
What chicken?
Chicken Savaki.
Oh.
It was like eating rubber bands.
Let's eat a rubber pencil. Well, if it does it through the steam, that's probably one of my favorite tricks in the world. Because Resident Evil hasn't really been known for glitches.
No, they're pretty hardcore.
Other than, like, graphics. The Striker glitch in Resident Evil 4.
What's the Striker glitch?
You raise your Striker, but before it raises all the way, you hit start switch another weapon, and then switch back to the Striker, and he'll run double speed.
You know what?
He'll do everything double speed.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
I'll show you eventually.
Yeah.
He runs like...
So someone probably does that for the speed run then. Because it's to get glitch inside the game.
Yeah.
So it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal. Pretty much anything that doesn't use a Game Shark or a button code is legal. Or Action Replay, as we say nowadays, because Game Sharks don't exist anymore.
Action replays are crap, too. I had one.
Yeah, I had 6.
You win.
Yeah. I had 2 Game Sharks, a Game Shark Lite. Game Shark for the N64, Game Shark, 2 Game Sharks for the PS1, which is one was the Lite, one was a regular. I had your Action Replay.
My Action
Replay. Your Action Replay. That you gave to me after I stopped working on your PS2.
Yeah, it did.
And I had 3 of my own. So I had 7, actually, Action Replays in total.
I never really had to cheat in games. I usually could beat them.
I would beat them, and then I just use cheats to destroy them.
Like trash.
The only game I've actually beaten in Action Replay that I've never beaten normally was Armored Core.
So it's like Trash the Fat Chicken.
Yeah.
Nice.
You hit it the first time, and then you go back and hit it again, only you destroy it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You screw her skinny.
Woo! I'm surprised.
Hey, fat chicks are like a moped. They're fun to ride till your friends find out.
It's very true. You know, I don't know, maybe this is a love obsession between her and Nemesis, but, you know, kind of weird. Ooh, miss.
And he just did that himself.
What a douche.
Apparently this should have been the final boss battle. This is more epic than the actual final boss battle.
She kills him pretty cool in the final boss battle, though.
Oh, the railgun?
Yeah, the railgun.
It's not as epic of a fight, though. It's just, this big blob thing is just nothing. I just have to unload onto it. Miss. I like when you use the acid, you can burn his head off. But he just swings randomly.
Their sideways were off. Look
at that. And the tentacles are still, like, attached to midair.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It happens. It really does.
Do you have tentacles spreading out the back of your neck?
I won't be surprised. First, I'm sure when the nuclear strikes happen, I will be growing tentacles off my back.
What is this, Fallout 3?
We should do a speedrun of Fallout 3.
Yeah, right. Do one of Oblivion first, you know it better.
Oh god. From what? Doing all the main quests?
Yeah, just get through the whole main quest.
Just the main quest, not the Knights of the Nine or Shivering Isles?
You can do a Shivering Isles speedrun. Do a regular main quest speedrun. You can do one of each guild.
I could do that. It depends what class we use.
Anything. But you want it to be optimized for speed. And they found a way to really just cut everything out. They just run, grab Azura's star, and grab the book, and then they like go to Mart, and then they just skip through all the talking right away. Like, they get them both before anything else. I remember watching like a test run, but they never actually got one posted.
I don't know. Oblivion really isn't the kind of game that's meant for speedrunning.
You should see what they did to Morrowind. They destroyed that game.
How bad?
7 minutes for a segmented run.
How? Glitch?
Oblivion was running 20 minutes.
Glitching, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. Not so much glitching, just using the game's physics and the game's items to destroy it.
I know Morrowind itself was a very, very glitchy game.
I love that little dodge there. He dodges those naked zombies pretty well.
Yes.
Skins the wall.
Out of all the zombies they had to play in the game, they had to have
naked ones, yeah. Sorry if that hurt your ears. This is the best cutscene. This is the best part of the game, in my opinion. It's like, get out of here, Nikolai! Like, I like how he gets killed by Nemesis, but you still have to fight the chopper.
No.
Like, he's left to negotiate with the chopper. Like, he just gets ripped in half by Nemesis, yet the chopper still shows up. I don't know, I found that kind of, funny.
Yeah, but he's dead, so how can he fly chopper?
Exactly, my point.
It might be Hunk. You think of that?
No, it's Nikolai, because it says negotiate with Nikolai.
Blink, blink.
I know.
Maybe you just saw it wrong, maybe it wasn't.
No, it's Nikolai, because I used to own the guide for this, too, and I played this game more times than I can count. I'm gonna rebuy this on the GameCube, I bet. Because my PS1 version's crapping out.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was $6. We got it before the price jumped.
No, yeah, it's true, didn't we?
Kinda like got my Final Fantasy VII for, you know, $13 and...
That's how we got Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, $6 before the price jumped. See, we're lucky we happened to get all our rare games after they were released, but before they jumped in price to become rare games.
Baldur's Gate
back
2.
When our local hobby store, Dragon's Den, happened to have like 12 copies of Final Fantasy VII in stock, all black label, all $14.99. Which is awesome. Back before next gen consoles came out.
Very monotone.
Do you have dry, red eyes, clear eyes with ingredients to moisturize? Wow.
Shut
the
up.
The difference is clear. Clear eyes.
I hate that commercial.
Ben Stein, dude. That's like monotone to the max. That's like the definition of monotone. Ooh, and look, it's a Nemesis fetus.
Ugh.
Oh, zombie fetus. Oh, it's God, it grows. And it continues to grow. What else is new?
Yeah.
It just mutates into this big, giant blob thing.
A velociraptor, kind of. A retarded velociraptor.
Why would he shoot it if all he has to do is push the batteries and that doesn't make sense?
You probably was thinking about killing it first.
No, it's too fast. It's too slow. I mean, like...
Well, we all
technically, he could just unload until it goes and cowers in the corner so that it's guaranteed to hit with the rail gun. I don't remember whether or not he finishes it off or runs from it. I'm pretty sure he runs from it, because finishing it off takes an extra, I don't know, maybe half a minute cutscene, but...
It doesn't matter, it blows up the city anyway, so it's finished off one way or another.
I've never gotten caught in a missile blast.
I'm guessing you guy. Die right away. Hey, and there's the tyrant.
Yeah, which I thought was awesome.
Bust right out of the tyrant's chest.
Chestburster!
That'd be awesome. A Resident Evil game based off aliens. Or a decent alien game. You gonna get Colonial Marines when it comes out?
Never even heard of it, actually.
It's the Aliens game.
Really?
There's an Aliens game. New Aliens game coming out. One that actually doesn't suck.
Well, don't hold your breath on that.
Yeah, I won't. But the last good Aliens game was Alien vs. Predator for the Jaguar. That was before the subpar movie that came out. Ooh, she's got bitch slapped. Oh, bitch slap. It's a bitch slap. Ugh. 3, 2, 1.
Beep!
Hit it again. There really isn't much you can do at this point.
No, there isn't.
Except just wait for the thing to fire at it. See, that's his full hand and clip.
Dead.
No, it's not.
Well, you gotta finish it off, but still.
Well, he just limps over. Even if you're in fine condition, she limps over.
You ever fight something that big?
Can you just activate it again and, like, shoot him again?
It's a Rosie O'Donnell fetus, I mean...
Oh god, it's like Rosie O'Donnell's face.
Jesus Christ, just die already. Get the gay club techno music.
He just ignores it and leaves. Which is the fastest, most optimal route, but I still would have taken the extra 30 seconds and killed it just because. I'll show you stars. Dick in the face, dick in the face, dick in the face.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, no, better below. Dick in the Chopper's face. Chopper's coming in.
Chill.
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 No. I want it to be audibly heard on commentary. There we go. Dun 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 dun.
Shut up.
Make me.
Tear your tongue out and slap you in the face with it.
Thanks, you saved us.
Oh, thanks, so much.
Is it you? Are
you ready to finish this?
It's Barry!
Barry!
It's coming!
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Barry?
Yeah, they need to put Barry as a main character for another game. The explosion. I actually like the explosion from the movie. I liked it, the way they did it.
The shockwave would knock the helicopter out of the air.
The EMP blast would knock the helicopter out of the air.
Yeah.
Automatically.
And that's all she wrote.
Yep.
Yeah, besides the credits.
Well, that was our commentary for the Resident Evil 3 single segment hard mode run done by Wes Carcinogen Kempton. I guess I'm going to give a thanks to him for doing such an amazing run so that we could comment on it. And thank my buddy Spades for joining us. Hustle his hair a little bit there. And see you guys in the next commentary.